Do you know what this says in stanza two? It essentially says, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You know, I was so shaken by that singing. I went home and looked up. Why did he say that? And you know why? Longfellow looked out in the world and saw dysfunction, and he saw that there is no way that man could ever agree or make peace. It's impossible. Look at the hymn. It's shaking. Christian peace is different. Again, Christian peace doesn't look to outward situations, fixing themselves or humans kind of fixing them, then everything's going to get better. Christian peace is this, and you can have it today. Peace comes from God, not from any human being. The Apostle Paul, Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says this, and the Irene, the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep your hearts. Paul was saying peace first comes from God. And as I've been reading the Christmas story, do you realize that that is actually right embedded in the Christmas story? Because the peace that is announced does not come from any human being in the story. Do you realize who announces the coming of, or the birth of Jesus in the narrative of Luke chapter 2? Who announces it? The angels. No human involved. God is behind the scenes, putting things together. God is at work in the Christmas story. Now, I got to tell you, it bugs me because if I were to write the Christmas story, it'd be different. Do you know how I'd write it? I'd have a human being right in the middle of it, pulling out a red carpet and a big trumpet to announce Jesus has been born. Or I'd do it this way. I'd have a big international conference where lots of different people meet and they come together and they announce the peace and concord that shall be forevermore. Or at least I'd do this. I'd have a superhero swoop on into Mary and deliver the baby. Someone has to get some human achievement in this, some human recognition, some award. It ain't there. Read it. God announces Jesus' birth through his angels. No human involved in the announcement. Why? Because peace comes from God. So as we look to peace as a lighthouse for our lives, don't expect the world to figure itself out or human beings to kind of fix things. Peace comes from God. But this peace comes in a powerful way for each person here. And I want to point that out. Peace comes inside of our hearts first. Christianity is about an inside-out philosophy, not an outward-in. Paul says it this way. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Paul says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have eirene, peace, through God. Peace comes to us on the inside. Paul's almost suggesting here that Jesus is a filter for us. Now, I don't know about any of you, but does anyone here make coffee without a filter? How would that go? Have anyone ever tried that? Like, oh my goodness, I've done it a couple times. It is absolutely failure. The first time I made coffee, I did that, and everyone laughed at me. You got to have the filter in place, Jeremy. That's what Jesus is for us. If God were to look at us without a filter, it would be a disaster. We'd look terrible. But God gave us his son. God was born for us, and his birth is basically the marking that the filter is in place, that God can now look at us. God doesn't just look at our sins, the filter's in place. God sees Jesus, and the sins have been forgiven. God doesn't see our failures and the ways that we've messed up this last year. The filter's in place. God sees Jesus' perfection. God doesn't see our doubts and the way that we really don't live up to the way that we should. The filter's in place. God sees Jesus, and that's a peace that's inside. And then, my friends, then it can go out. Let's not start by going out and working in. Let's start in each of our hearts, knowing that we are justified by God through the gift of Jesus and his birth. That peace can then go out. Because the world is dysfunctional. The world is broken. Use that filter of Jesus to look at the world. And the world all of a sudden is a place that needs redemption. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, God so loved the world. Think of an enemy that you have. Someone that just can't get it right. Someone that messes up every time. They're never going to get it right. Use the filter of Jesus to look at them. If God can forgive your sins, they can also forgive the enemies in our lives. Think of someone who's committed a sin that's so heinous that they should never have a platform ever again. Look at them through the filter of Jesus. He's paid for their sins. And there is no boundary for his love. And there is no one outside of God's plan of redemption and restoration. Use the filter of Jesus. Then peace is possible. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Don't want to end pessimistically. Listen to how that hymn ends. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Go ahead and look it up. But towards the end, he says this, then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. Wrong shall fail and right prevail with peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Turbulence on the ocean. We'll never get rid of it. There's no scientific way to get rid of it as far as I know, but what helps is having a lighthouse, a waypoint to look through to guide us and keep us safe. Christianity is not a guarantee that outward circumstances will go perfectly. Never does the Bible say that. Life is going to be turbulent, but we have a lighthouse in Jesus. The Prince of Peace to guide us on our journey from beginning, Alpha, to the end, Omega. Amen.